This retreat is to walk the talk and experience it, express it. Man Manabhava is the eternal mantra that unlocks the potential of the true inner authentic self. As we start seeing inside our own true potential in silence, we become aware of the presence of the Sun of Divine Light, none other than Baba Himself. In silence, we can hear the pulse of me, the soul. So in soul consciousness, we'll proceed now with the item in our scheduled program. That's the exercise specially crafted by Sister Sujata, symbolizing Vishnu. Vishnu is a symbol of perfection. Last night, we mentioned that Baba, when he came last season, in December last, he said, "This is the year of completion." Vishnu symbolizes perfection. What is the perfection within me? Who am I in my perfect form? As we continue up to tomorrow, a clearer picture will emerge in our mind and heart. But we start with the visible. It has been said life is a journey from the visible to the invisible, from the known to the unknown. So we start with the visible, that is the physical body, doing some exercise that symbolizes perfection, which includes one of the crucial element of perfection is balance, equilibrium and balance. So if we don't have balance in the physical body and the soul, we will be upside down in no time. So Sister Sujata, all of you already know her. I think we say a picture speaks for 1,000 words, isn't it? We know the artist by the work he does. On connaît l'artiste d'après le chef-d'œuvre. So here is Sister Sujata. I humbly invite her to carry forward with the next item, that is the exercises that will make us more fit to march forward with our spiritual pilgrimage, the Man Manabhava. Okay, so let's see Sister Sujata now.
Om Shanti, good morning. It's a beautiful retreat, Manmanabhav to Madhyajibhav, and it's very interesting and challenging topic for me, exercise. As we always say, always if anyone says about exercise, so we always, what we imagine, physical form. because it's related with the exercise, body posture. But it's very interesting journey, like illness to wellness, like Manmana Bhav to Madhyaji Bhav, and how the exercise, today's topic is Vishnu. It's a complete perfectionist. So exactly in exercise form, we have a health aspect of four dimension of health. It's spiritual, physical, social, and mental. So that's the completion. With the exercise of mental health, physical health, spiritual health, and mental health, that's we correlate with the completion of Vishnu. So let's start off that, because exercise is only not a form of your physical body postures, but we always start with our what we spread vibrations. Because if you are in that elevated stage, even you sleep, you sit, you stand, you walk, 101% exercise does effect on your four dimension of health, which we are going to perform now next 30 minutes. Are you ready for that? And it's a part of your retreat. And specially today we are going to perform some exercises for to make and become ready for some kind of values like respect, some kind of like confidence, concentration, determination, and elevated stage again. So we are starting with the sitting posture first. Sitting posture. So today we all are Vishnu. Yeah? Today we all are Vishnu. Now just a difference that I'm sitting on a sofa and you are sitting on a chair. Yeah? First correct your posture. Sit straight. If it would be nice if I get chair. So chair. You must be surprised that the last 40 years, 50 years, everyone is sitting, standing, walking, talking. But what is today is different. Yeah? So whenever you sit anywhere at your place, always sit straight, keep your back straight. And wherever you sit, in a chair or sofa, your shoulder straight. As you sit in this posture, you will get the intoxication of your elevated soul. And if you sit like this, little bit bunch, yeah, you feel you are not, something is run down. So that's how we are going to start our exercise in first sitting posture near elevated stage and plus soul conscious. Like Gayatri Ben said, congratulate yourself. We always say appreciate yourself. Congratulate and appreciate are synchronized together. Because why we appreciate? Baba has chosen me. So when we sit in elevated stage, of course we are responsible for transformation, right? But when will it happen? Like you are sitting in a king or queen or elevated posture. Of course your thought process will change. Just in a 1 second, we are going to do both postures now. Everyone is sitting very nicely now. And little bit to your neck. And you are just watching around you or in this room. Just you make eye contact right to left and left to right. Don't move your neck. Don't move your neck. Don't move your neck. Just like deep breath and deep breath, like exercises is with your body posture as well as with the happiness, that is inner happiness, and with the happiness contentment. When the contentment is there, you are happy. So next we are going to do, we are all in, just correct your posture again. Yeah. Now we are going to do very interesting thing. You are just spreading vibration. Yeah? You are creating aura first around you. You can feel that. We are going to do that just in 1 minute. How we are creating aura around me, around the hall, around the all the brothers and sisters. So again, breathe in and out. Appreciate yourself. You are spreading happiness. As you inhale, take all the positivity inside, and taking the power from Baba, with the deep breathing we are clearing our chest, our lungs, our stomach, our navel, our pelvic area. Angelic smile is on your face. Sit alert. And now we are going to chant Om. Yeah. Just bring your both hands together. It's a respect pose. You are appreciating, you are respecting yourself. You are thankful to Baba. Both hands together. Don't close your eyes, you may have fallen asleep. Oh. And then again breathing, inhale and exhale through the nose. Take a deep breath and exhale through the nose. We are giving oxygen to our brain through the breathing. And have a thought of that, I am taking care of my chariot which Baba has given me in this kalpa. And with the breathing, we are praying for in our Brahmin family, their mental health and physical health. inhale and exhale through the nose. And again, Om. Feeling of that prosperity for the health, happiness and fortunate. Again, sit in elevated stage and breathing. How with the thoughts we detox our mind, now with the breathing we are going to do detox our physical chariot. So take a deep breath and exhale in 5-6 steps. That's also one more detox procedure. Take a deep breath. I will show you first and then we'll follow. Like this retreat, at the closing ceremony, there is no clutter of anything, no waste of anything. Body, family, society, your profession, it's just fresh. Inaugurate a new posture, new era for the Brahman life. So we all are going to follow now detox breathing. In one breath, exhale in stoppages 5, 6 or 7 numbers. That this breathing gives confidence with the cleaning process of detox again. One more time. Again, normal breathing, inhale, exhale through the nose. Today I remember when I was giving exercises to Dadi Prakashmani as an official for 5 years every day, and I asked one question to Dadi Prakashmani. Dadi, tell me how Brahma Baba was. Brahma Baba used to walk and stand. So Dadi explained me, at the age of 93, Brahma Baba, at the age of 93, he used to stand straight. Straight posture. He used to sit in a overlap position, the leg, yeah? But sit straight. And at the age of 93, he used to walk like, because what happened, why I asked this question, after age of 60, degeneration changes happen, yeah? If the person's height, it will shrink slowly, right? So, it all depends how your posture is, how you are maintaining your posture all the time. So, and whenever you see any pose in golden age, if you see even a posture of any deity, how they stand, how they walk, any king, yeah? So, we should start from today, yeah? And in that posture, also the quality, the other people can see the quality of goodness, not like pride, proudy, yeah? Because some body postures says your personality. So it's a very beautiful combination, your spiritual inheritance, your fitness level and your mental level. How positive you are with your life, with your content and what you are spreading to the society. So it's very nice combination, body posture. Always sit straight. Take shoulder distance between both legs. Don't clumps like your both legs. Just relax. Yeah? Relax. Shoulder distance between both legs. Hand relax. Your shoulder relax. Neck relax. Neck should not be close with your shoulder. Your chin little bit thin. And just one step you just walk and try. Just one step, one forward and back. See the body posture. Because what happened, why I asked you to walk? Because when we start walking, sometimes it happens. So that's why this is just a practice of yours and you are making body alignment. This is very simple foundation of the body postures and that we are having a combination with our spiritual inheritance. Now in the standing posture, just roll on your feet. Because if anyone has any kind of body pain, any kind of body illness, so you won't stand comfortably for long. Yeah? So this is just a simple roll on your feet, toes and heel, up and down. This will make the balance. This will correct your alignment. Yeah? And give massage to your spine and back. And you will avoid 99% of your back problem. Yeah? So we always say, like we have a 1 minute silence in every hour, like 1 minute stretch every hour. Whether you sit on a chair or stand or walk. Just deep breathing also, it is also part of stretching. Now in standing posture, we are giving positive vibration in our posture with the chanting. Why we are chanting? It's a positive vibration. It's spreading positive vibration. Yeah? Again, Om. Again, Om chanting. With the body posture, I will show you first both hands straight. And just slightly move yourself to your right side. Take a deep breath. And Om chanting starts from right. And you will complete your left side. See how Vishnu has a shankh. Ko kya kehte shankh? Yeah. So it, and we did with the Om chant. Yeah. Again, both hands straight. Now move yourself your left side. And again, both hands together. Just touch yourself. Two and three. And relax. So this stretch gives confidence. In the ancient time, this saint and sages, they used to do this posture in hours. And what happened? Whatever they want, they can. But see, with the body postures, just with the body postures, like some people, they don't have confidence. Some people, they said, we don't have concentration. So with the, such a simple body posture, we are all going to do just your right leg, make a triangle like Krishna pose. Like Krishna pose, yeah? Both hands together. And this is very good to confidence. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Good. Everyone did it, yeah? So next we are going to do, I want you to do in a standing posture, because rest of the time you will sit. That's why, because we have 7 minutes now. The next we are going to perform breathing as we drink water, as like oxygen. Yeah. So now we are going to do one breathing which supplies to the brain at immediate basis of oxygen. And that gives you freshness. That gives you away from the dizziness. So just close your right nostril with the right thumb. Inhale. Hold. Breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. On again. Hold. Breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It just clears the chest and lungs, and you feel that, or after this, is anyone have a feeling that to sleep? How you feel? Okay? Yeah? So one more time repetition. Hold. Breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Left side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now both hands. This is also a very unique exercise for the nature, that we do open air. Like you can just imagine, this is white roof, you are seeing the roof, sky. Like inhale, exhale, and both hand free movements. Exercise gives you it's like a visionary. Baba always say you should have a unlimited, not limited, vision, attitude, unlimited. So inhale and exhale. Okay, now we are going to perform 10 times. Yeah. Inhale, exhale. Five times more. And last time, very good, and relax now and sit on the on your yes. How you feel? You feel any change in your body posture, in your so actually we do every day after Amrutvela. Every day. Like person, any soul, they can do any kind of exercises every day. But add this breathing techniques. And with this specially in elevated posture. Now next we are going to do, it's the last one. It's which I was conducting with Dadi Prakash Mani. And I remember for the this special retreat, Om Namo Shivaya. I am elevated soul of Shubaba. Like this is a Sanskrit word, Om Namah Shivaya. And this is, the research says, it's the best for the detox, for your mind and for your body. So I will, if anyone can sit in cross leg, that we say it's a Sukhasana, like this. But if you can, or cross leg, if you can. Yeah? If you can't, no problem. Be comfortable, because we are going to perform now and just see the experience of the Om Namah Shivaya. So we all are in elevated stage in Vishnu posture. Yeah? And if you want to bring your both hands together, because this posture also, it's a massage for the heart, and also your mind has a reminder that you are elevated and you are giving respect to others. So in this, keep your back straight, face relax, alert, take a deep breath and Om Namo Shivaya. Om Namah 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 Shivaya. Om
Om Namah Shivaya.
Take a deep breath and exhale through the nose. Just detach your observing the world. You are observing the golden age. You are watching yourself. Unlimited happiness. Respect for everyone. Everyone is happy and healthy. Take a deep breath and exhale through the nose. Much golden light and positivity. And especially in this silence retreat, Man Mana Bhav to Madhya Chi Bhav. And this time I'm making clear everything with all my deformities, with all my illnesses. There is no word of illness in my dictionary now. And from this retreat, with myself, with my Brahmin family, with my center Nivasis, and in the whole world where the Baba's children are staying, I'm just giving Sakash as being Vishnu, this posture. I have energy to face everything. I have that energy to face everything with my smiling face. I'm thankful to Baba, thankful to instruments who arranged this retreat. And I'm responsible for that. What I'm taking from this retreat, I'm responsible to give spread with others. Om Shanti.
I can feel in the atmosphere a great appreciation for what we have been following up to now. So as I said in the beginning, we are going to have sudden moment of deep inner silence. As I don't have a bell with me yet, so imagine a bell is ringing somewhere, and let's go into our inner silence. And in that inner silence, observe what happened last night. How did you feel? observe how did you feel during Amrit Vela. Observe what did you feel while you went into Baba's room, if you went there to converse with Baba after the Murali. What was the point that I chose from today's Murali? Baba is asking us to come together to create one world deity government. What did you feel when you were taking your food? Did you take your food as medicine and blessings? Did you feel that much gratitude for Mother Nature, for all the souls that have contributed for the food? And as you walk down to the room, and we also then saw a beautiful prelude to the whole today's program. A prelude to the journey. It's a unique, personal, but together with it, it's a collective journey. And in a journey, we see different landscape. What about my mindscape? What are the mindscapes that I see? Every step we move ahead as we walk, we see new scenes. Last night, as we watched the song on Brahma Baba, it mentioned about every wave of the river bringing new scenes, referring to Brahma Baba as the friend of humanity. So we are friends with Baba, Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba and the ancestors. Let us not forget we are surrounded by our ancestors. Okay, so pin drop silence for a few seconds and then we march to the second item.